welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. We are live this Saturday morning. It is September 28th. Can you believe it's already the end of September? This is ridiculous. We are in one of the most special places in the Lehigh Valley. Not only is Relic Hunter Firing Line a wonderful place to come, enjoy your firearms, maybe buy a new firearm, practice, get great instruction, but it's also one of the most beautiful spots you will ever see. The view from up here is absolutely spectacular. It's the kind of place, not only do you want to come and bring your weapons and get some training in, but you want to bring a lunch, hang out back, maybe, I don't know, a basket of wine, that kind of bucket of sangria. It is a beautiful, beautiful spot. Great organization. We're going to be broadcasting here. We're right outside. It's a little chilly, I got to tell you. It's a little chilly because it is a fall morning without a doubt. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And, of course, this afternoon is supposed to just morph right into basically a summer afternoon. What are we going to – we're in the 80s this afternoon. But for the next couple of hours, we invite you to stay with us on More Than Money. We're going to offer you my 780 years of experience. We're going to offer you the opportunity to have your questions asked, answered, any insights that we can provide you. We absolutely want to do that for the next couple of hours. So any part of the next 2 hours that you can spend with us, we'd be very, very appreciative of. There are lots of ways for you to join the show. Even though we're on remote, you can absolutely call 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. Works beautifully. You talk to the lovely and talented John. I'm missing John a little bit. You know, when we're out on remote, we don't get to see each other. It's like, you know, we're just kind of, you know, ships passing in the night kind of stuff. You'll talk to John. He'll set you up so that I can answer your questions right up here. If you'd like to send me an email, that works very, very well indeed. The email address is gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. And that comes directly to me on the smartphone and easy to answer. And, of course, if you've got folks that you care about, maybe they're further afield, maybe they're kids off and around, all you have to do is let them know that they can log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. They hit the Listen Live button. They hit the Ask Gene button. They can listen to the entire show and ask any questions that they wish. It is a great opportunity to share our show with everybody that you care about, wherever they have access to the Internet, because we have... We are literally coast to coast. Ooh. Whatever. Just whatever. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Although, coffee and tie. Yeah, and he's bringing donuts, too. So check with him. Check with him. Bottom line is that we've got a great opportunity here for you this morning. In a bit, we're going to talk to Gerard, the owner of Relic Hunter Firing Line. We'll do that in the 8:30 segment, so that we can get some background, not just on what goes on here today, but how we got here. I'm fascinated as business owners operate their businesses, how they got there, what kind of journey they followed. And I hope that you'll be interested as well. But in the meantime, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. I'm going to get in trouble right away. I'm going to. I got this late last night, and I figured, what the heck? We'll start out the show and get myself in as deep a trouble as I possibly can, as fast as I can. Young lady writes, our grandson is 20. He's halfway through college. He is hardworking and has always dreamed of working in computer security. Great field. He was just offered a job paying him $48,000 a year, with full benefits. It would mean he would have to continue college on a part-time basis. If he were your son, would you insist that he finish college first? Grandma's not going to be happy with Gene. Not only would I not insist that he finish college first, I would, I guess insist is not too strong a word. I would insist that he take the job. If it's in his field, it's what he's dreamed about. It gives him the opportunity to do 2 years early what he wants to do in 2 years and be paid very well and get full benefits. What's the downside? And the whole idea of, well, you have to have a college education, please. Aren't we way past that by now? I mean, I get it. My mom and dad's generation, they wanted the education for their kids. They wanted their kids to have a better opportunity than they had. I get it. But now, 60 years later, have we not seen enough evidence that colleges sometimes create more problems than they're worth? Colleges sometimes simply leave a student with a non-marketable degree and $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in debt, and your grandson is looking to do the opposite of that. And I'm reading between the lines. I don't know this for a fact, but would it not make some sense if his new employer made some accommodations for him to continue his education, made some accommodations, maybe even helped him out with tuition? Tuition reimbursement's a very common, very popular benefit, employee benefit, within most of the cutting edge companies that we deal with. So is it possible that your 20-year-old grandson, God bless him, has maybe found his way into the ideal situation? Not a tragic situation, not an unfortunate situation of, oh my gosh, he's only halfway through college. What if he never finishes? What if he never finishes, has a wonderful career in a field that he really loves, and gets paid really well for doing it, and isn't deep in debt? Yeah, I'm just not seeing the problem. So, Nana, I'm really sorry. I apologize if that's not the answer that you're hoping for. I apologize if your expectation was that you were going to have your grandson kind of tune in. Hey, sweetheart, hey, that guy's talking about you. Isn't that great? And good morning. And the advice is you got to stay in school. Yeah, I'm not getting that. Just not getting that. I my apologies. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Happy to serve you this morning. We are at Relic Hunter Firing Line. It's so easy to find. Oh my gosh, you come up north on 145. Get to the top of the hill in Egypt. Turn right at the pyramids. Come on. Sorry. That's ridiculous. I don't want to say it. Come down the hill. I don't think it's quite a mile. Turn left, take your first right, and we're on top of the hill. It is just a beautiful spot. If you've always thought you might be interested in learning how to shoot, if you've always enjoyed shooting and you've thought maybe I should have my own weapon, my own firearm, this is a good opportunity for you to come and join us and get all that great information from the fine folks here at Relic Hunter. And if you happen to be here in the next hour and 43 minutes, you might get to meet yours truly and maybe have your questions answered live and in person. So if somebody's out there and they're thinking, yeah, I would like to have a lot of questions answered, bring all your paperwork up. We'll set up a desk. We'll just go through it right on air. You know, we'll keep your confidentiality. We'll make up a name, a name that nobody would like even recognize. We'll call you Archie. A name that nobody has. Come on, that's crazy talk. Gosh, my friend Archie. Ugh. Now he has to share it with is the baby a prince? I mean, is it just a royal? Not. See, I'm learning already. I'm learning. Very, very good. 610-720-7900. gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Gentleman writes, my wife and I have been using our financial advisor for about 4 years, and we've had very good results. I recently read an article about churning. He was probably down in Amish country. Yeah. Never heard the term before, but now I know that some advisors run up their fees by buying and selling over and over again. It looks like our advisor churned about 19% of our accounts so far this year. Is this at a level that should concern us? Well, my ridiculous joke aside about being in Amish country, butter churning, yeah, you've heard of that. Come on. Churning in the investment world, this gentleman has, he has defined it pretty darn well. If in January I sell an investor $300,000 worth of stock, I earn a commission for doing that. In February, I sell most of it. March, I buy new stuff. April, I sell a whole lot. May, that's churning. Churning is this constant buying and selling for the sole purpose of generating commissions. And in the most egregious case I have ever seen, we had a prospective client show us documents where the advisor, that's the wrong term, the salesman that they were working with had, they were working with just over $100,000. By the end of the year, they had bought and sold $1.4 million of stocks and other investments. So for every dollar they had, they bought and sold 14 times in a year. That's churning. It's the classic definition of churning. It's a scumbag thing to do. It's a real, this is not good. 19% is not churning. 19% is a very acceptable number, and it's a very acceptable level where I would interpret that as your advisor has been making adjustments. Partway through the year, this fund or this stock or this bond is not working as well as we had hoped. We're going to replace that with something that we have better expectations for. A 19% turn is not churning. Churning is the over turning, the excess turning. The other thing that you should look for, and I strongly suspect that your advisor is in this circumstance and so are you. If your advisor is not being paid commissions, if your advisor is being paid a fee based on the assets that you have invested for him, with him, I'm sorry, churning becomes a non-issue because he or she has doesn't make any more money for buying and selling or not buying and selling. The money that he or she makes is exactly the same. So it has eliminated the incentive, that human incentive of, hey, kids are going back to college. I need a few extra bucks. Maybe I should go sell some stuff. They don't have to. Most financial advisors that are fee-based charge 1.25% a year. And it's independent of whether you stay exactly in the investments that you started the year with or whether they're completely different. From everything that I'm reading into your email, I think you're fine. I don't think you have anything to worry about. 610-720-7900. Gentleman just sent us an email moments ago. Great piece of advice you gave concerning the $48,000 job versus his grandmother insisting on college completion. It reflects today's times. You're right on. Well, thank you so much. Very, very kind. Very, very kind. I do try to stay, you know, current. I discover all the new music. I discovered Pink. Yeah, she's relatively new, but I think you're going to like her. Pearl Jam. I discovered Pearl Jam. They're relatively new. You might not have heard of them yet. I'm kidding. Come on. My college girls think that that's exactly how that. Yeah, he hurt Pink. He thinks she's new. Oh, come on. That's not true. Lauren Daigle. Lauren Daigle's good. She's fantastic. And she is relatively new. Really, really good stuff. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Shuffling through. Okay. Not sure male or female. I'm turning 70 and a half in December. I need to take my RMD. Cool. I have three 401ks from the three companies I worked for over the years. When I left my when I left those jobs, I kept the 401ks. When I called my last company to get the RMD paperwork, I talked to the girl in the office who always helped me, and she said I can't take my RMD from just one 401k. She said I had to take one from each. Is she right? If she is, this is stupid. No arguments. If she is, I don't want to have to do this forever. Thanks for your answers. Well, you're very welcome. As my friend Bobby Williams is learning, when I get emails, I cut and paste and I blow up the print so I can actually read it without putting on the readers. Okay, let's start with the basics. The young lady that you're talking to in the office, she's absolutely right. You have four 401ks. The IRS says you have to take your minimum distribution from each of those three 401ks. You're right, it's stupid. It's the IRS. Enough said. If, on the other hand, you had three IRAs, exact same concept, it's a retirement fund, it's not a big deal, no major differences, you could take all your RMDs from one IRA and you don't have to touch the other two. But if you have three 401ks, you have to take an RMD from each of the three. It's a pain. It's stupid. The Congress. Let's see. Congress made a stupid rule. That almost never happens. This is shocking. I can't believe it. Yeah, come on. Take a look. Let's see. Pelosi, Schumer, AOC. Yeah, you're lucky it's not worse. Come on. So you don't like it. I get it. And you don't want to have to go through this year after year after year. Simple fix. Go to each of your 401ks. Acquire the paperwork that will allow you to roll those monies over into one IRA. It'll be referred to in the documentation as an IRA rollover. So all the money that's in each of the 401ks will come over without being taxed. Now you have one account. Now you have one required minimum distribution. Now you can do anything that you wish easily, simply, and you likely have much more control over the investments that you have available to you. It's good stuff. If you're not exactly sure how to do that, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, then just check with one of the major either brokerages, online brokerages, or the Vanguards, the Fidelities, the T. Rowe Prices of the world, they can help you. Or if you have a financial advisor, they can do the paperwork in a heartbeat. You'll be in and out in half an hour. And if you don't have a financial advisor, it might be time for you to think of one. Hopefully that helps. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. I'm going to dovetail off of that last question because we often get some anxiety out of folks who are retired and finding that when I worked, they had payroll deducted income taxes. When I filed my tax return, I was always within a couple bucks. I usually got a refund. Now they're finding out they're taking Social Security benefits. They might be taking pension benefits. They might be taking benefits from their IRAs or their 401ks. And at the end of the year, nobody's taking taxes out. And all of a sudden, next April, they owe $9,000. That can be really unsettling. What makes it worse is estimated tax payments are no fun. They're not easy. And you got to remember them. Got to write the check. Yada, yada, yada. If you do what I advise the gentleman we just discussed to do, bring your money into an IRA, take your RMD from the IRA. Again, this is not going to make sense. It's the IRS rule. You can take your RMD in December, have enough taxes withheld by your custodian to cover all of the taxes that you need to pay for the year, and the IRS says, we're good with it. If you did it any other way and paid the taxes in December, they would be snarky. They would hit you with a letter that says you owe us interest and penalties. But if you take all the taxes out of your RMD in the last month of the year, the IRS looks at it as if you had taken it out through the entire year. Kind of cool. And little known can be very effective, especially considering in about 15 seconds, it's going to be December. And Bobby, I'm just telling you, I'm not going to be outside up here relic hunter in December. Snowman. It will be a snowman. I'll be the snowman. So if you've got some concerns about how to set that paycheck up, some concerns about making sure that the IRS is not smacking you around a little bit, that's a really good workaround. Speaking of, I don't know, it's not really a good workaround, just something that will maybe put a smile on your face. 50 years ago, Abbey Road. For those of you that big Beatles fans as I am, 50 years. That's crazy to even think about. Paul McCartney now 77. Ringo Starr 79. Fortunately, seen both of them in concert. Fantastic. We lost George, of course, and John, but what a piece of music. What a group of musical geniuses. My personal opinion, most underrated Beatle, George Harrison. Some of the music he created was just magnificent. But you could say that of all four of them. Fantastic indeed. Voice of an Angel says, I've got to take a break. Half an hour in the books. Heading off to the Radio Hall of Fame, I'm sure. All right, I might have made that last part up. 610-720-7900. Talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott. Let us know how we can help. Gene at askmtm.com. Send me an email. We're here for 90 more minutes to answer your questions on More Than Money. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money Radio. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, September the 28th. We're at Relic Hunter Firing Line. It's hopping here. This is a business that doesn't usually open till 10 on Saturday mornings, and it is not only open, but it is ripping. Folks are pouring into the parking lot. And for good reason. Momentarily, you're going to have the opportunity to meet with to hear from our good friend Gerard, and hear a little bit about Relic Hunter and what's going on here today. Bobby Gunther Walsh will be up here around 10, and entertaining, I'm certain, entertaining nonstop until 1 o'clock, and all kinds of great stuff going on up here. Not just weapons and firearms and the range and the instruction, but it's a gorgeous spot. If you could imagine one of the best spots in the Lehigh Valley, thank you so much. You're very, very kind. Thank you so much. If you could imagine one of the prettiest spots in the Lehigh Valley, this is it. It's fantastic. The views are spectacular and just wonderful. So please come join us. Head north on 145 from the mall. Go up to Egypt at the top of the hill. Come down 145 from Egypt, about a mile. Turn left and then make your first right. You're right there. You're right there. So come and join us. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. Let's go right to some emails. John Reyes, I understand what you said on the subject of the, taxes on RMDs. I understand what you said about the federal tax. Does the Commonwealth of PA handle it the same way? This is one of the few times when we get to talk about taxation where I can smile and give an answer that everybody's going to like. The state of Pennsylvania does not tax IRA distributions. They do not tax 401k distributions. So when you have an RMD, let's pick a number and say it's $10,000, and you're expecting that the state of Pennsylvania is going to ding you for $300 or so, the answer is no, they won't. There's no tax, Pennsylvania income tax paid on those distributions. So pretty good deal. Helps out a little bit, makes Pennsylvania a little more retiree friendly, and puts us in a position where your dollars go a little bit further. I get it. 3% is not dramatic, but it's pretty darn good. It's pretty darn good. Speaking of pretty darn good, can we get Gerard? Why don't you come right around this side, sir? And let's make sure that we've got an on microphone, and we say good morning to Gerard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thanks for having us here.
My pleasure. Always listen to your show every week.
Oh, well, you're very kind, and as folks who know me know, you got my wife. You got my wife. She's a convert. We came
awesome.
Up Valentine's Day. We were
That's right.
Day special.
Yep. I remember.
We were here,
very
my
nice.
Wife and I, because I'm a romantic kind of guy. What else would you do if you wanted to really create romance? Take your wife and fire some higher powered weapons. Not at each other necessarily.
The couple that shoots together stays together.
I sure hope so. Well, I have no choice. She can take me out. And she can take me out probably at about 40 yards. So that's
good stuff.
And I want to thank you on behalf of Diane. The instruction that she's received here has given her such confidence, such assurance. She knew she wanted to learn how to handle a firearm. A lot of places to go. Not really sure. Kind of like what the reception's going to be. Is it going to be a pool of testosterone?
Right.
Let's fire big stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it going to be someplace that she can feel comfortable as a woman?
Absolutely.
And as a novice, somebody who didn't have any experience at all.
Sure.
And she not only feels confident. But we were up just a couple weeks ago, you might remember.
Yes.
Her skills are wicked. She has
Excellent.
Gotten such good, not just good guidance, but such good support, reassurance.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, you can do this. Of course you can do this. And she can. So I wanted to thank you and your whole team, your whole staff. Fantastic.
Listen, we appreciate it. We do have some great trainers. So that's great.
And for the ladies out there, if you're out there going, I'm a little nervous, some wonderful women trainers here.
Absolutely. Our main trainer, Mo, she's here today. So if anybody needs training,
she's fantastic.
The whole operation here, though, is very female friendly.
No question about it. Absolutely no question about it. We were comfortable. Again, in interest of full disclosure, after tax season, where we want to do something kind of fun with our entire team at More Than Money, this year our fun thing, we came up to Relic Hunter.
It was fun.
Great. We had lunch. We had everybody got instructed. Most of the guys had never touched a firearm ever, and yet they came out going, "That was really cool." That bridging from, this is really scary stuff because I'm so uncomfortable, to, wow, I got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff.
You guys are a great group.
Speaking of got it, there's a lot of reasons for folks to come up here today. Did you want to give them a couple?
Yep, I'll give them a couple. It's our second anniversary customer appreciation sale, so we've got Black Friday pricing 2 months early. And we have a whole bunch of guns that are, you know, the best deal we've had all year. Plus, we have 2 free gun raffles that we're doing today, plus a host of other free raffles. All during the day, we're doing giveaways.
So folks just show up.
Yep. It's free. They get a ticket. They register, and that's it.
And take a look around and see what's good. One of the things I think that folks will be surprised by is the selection, not just of guns for sale. I don't think it surprises people. But in terms of rentals.
We do have a lot of rentals.
A tremendous selection. So if you're coming in and you're going, I don't own a weapon.
Yeah.
I want to kind of try some stuff out. They give you very good basic training. They have safety officers on the range so that if you've got any questions at all, they're always there to help you and make some little adjustments and get you more comfortable. But the variety of firearms is very impressive. So you could say, hey, I've heard of a Glock. I would like to try a Glock or try a Sig Sauer, try any number of different wonderful, wonderful manufacturers, all represented right here and all available. All you have to do is give it a go.
Best way to do it, if you're not sure, try it first.
So 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Congratulations.
We've come a long way. Actually, we opened our first store 5 years ago right up the street. We've been here 2 years, and we really expanded, and we're always looking to do new things and, you know, find new ways to reach people.
For the folks who think that Relic Hunter is kind of an interesting name for a firing range, how did Relic Hunter come?
Okay, so probably about 20 years ago, I started a business and I was selling military antiques.
Oh, okay.
World War II related stuff, and that's where it came from. So I incorporated at that time, and when I closed that business down and went into this, I just used the same name, just kind of a unique name that I've liked.
It is unique, and it's a brand that people can go, wow, that's memorable. That's something I'd hang on to.
I hope so.
You've got some other displays out this morning. You've got lots going on and free raffles and some really good people to meet. So I'm inviting everybody in our audience. Come on up. And if you get here before 10, I'll get to say hey. And if not, make sure that you stop in.
Thank you, Gene. I really appreciate it.
God bless. 610-720-7900. If interest of full disclosure, this is I'm not an impartial third party. I have no feelings. No, don't be ridiculous. I'm a client. Gerard and his team have assisted both myself and Diane and our entire family. We've had both our girls up. Our team has been up. Our More Than Money team has been up. So those of you that have been thinking about, hey, we should go over to the More Than Money World Headquarters and you know, cause some problems. Just remember, our whole team's been up here. just want you to remember that. Just be clear. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. This is from a gentleman. I'm new to the area. I enjoy listening to your show. Thank you. Here's my question. I'm recently retired from the U.S. government with a large balance in my government TSP account. For those of that were not employed by the government, TSP is thrift savings plan. It's a rough equivalent of the government version of the 401k. Does it make sense to leave it in this account or roll it to a financial planner to manage? Ah, very good question. Very good question. It won't surprise loyal listeners to hear that my answer to the question is it depends. It depends. It depends a great deal on what this gentleman's objectives are. If, for example, you said to me, I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to fuss with it. Maybe I don't even really need the income at this point. Then leaving it in the TSP is likely an okay thing to do. And I say likely because the TSP does have various options that you can pick from in terms of the investment lineup. So as long as the investment lineup is fine, as long as it meets your needs, you may very well decide no fuss, no muss, that kind of an idea. If, on the other hand, you're saying, well, no, wait a second, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Number one, I'm not a do-it-yourselfer. Number two, I think I may very well need the money, if not now, in the future, in terms of creating an income. Number three, I want to make sure it's doing the very most that it possibly can for me. And I'm going to throw in a fourth one because this is one that just occurred to me, but it's a very important differentiation, a differentiator, a difference maker between the TSP and what he might be able to do outside the TSP. And that's the fact that if you want guarantees, if you want guaranteed income, if you want a guaranteed lifetime income, for example, an annuity, that's not the TSP. That's something that you would do outside the TSP. Moving from the TSP is remarkably easy. It can be rolled into an IRA rollover, and then it gives you the world, the universe of investment options are now available to you. The universe of investment options are available to you, as opposed to the TSP, which has a relatively limited menu. So, to this gentleman, I would say what I would say to anyone who's considering leaving the thrift savings plan for the government, a 401k plan at their work, or a 403b plan in their employment as well. If you're considering making that move, sit with a financial advisor. If you find one immediately that you trust, I don't know, maybe somebody who's got that, I don't know, that great radio track record. I don't know. Somebody. Sit with a financial advisor you trust and go through your specific set of situations specifically. I mean, in detail, so that you can make the best choice, whether it's leaving the money exactly where it is, whether it's moving some or all of it elsewhere. Make sure that the decision that you make is not based on some general guideline, but it's based on what is absolutely in your best interest. That's the only way to go. Jim, thank you so much for the question. Very, very good question indeed. In addition to all the stuff that Gerard has already told you about, great stuff going on up here, free giveaways, all kinds of raffles, all kinds of... We have Bucket O'Duncan galore. We've got Duncan inside. We got Duncan outside. We got Munchies inside. We got Munchies outside. So if you're going, well, I gotta get breakfast anyway. Just head north on 145. Come on up to Relic Hunter. You're gonna be really, really happy that you did. 610-720-7900. One of the more liberal media outlets that we bump into, they will claim that they are not. They are. Recently had an article that was an eye-opener for me, pleasantly. It was not presented in their publication as a pleasant thing. They were rather unhappy about it. But since President Trump entered the White House, he has filled 152 federal judge vacancies. And according to this publication, it is second in the modern era. I'm not really sure how they're defining that, only to Bill Clinton, who appointed more. The transformation, according to this article, is dire because the judiciary is being shifted from a legislating from the bench approach to a constitutional approach. They find that very disturbing. I find it very encouraging. And it's just a little bit of fun because sometimes when the liberals get their knickers in a twist, actually, you know what? I apologize. I'll take liberals out of that because I have so many liberal friends who are wonderful human beings. Liberal is not the same as socialist. It's not the same as what you're hearing out of the Democratic presidential candidates. That's not liberal. That's not liberal. Come on. Socialist, yeah. Would it be more appropriate in Venezuela? Of course. Let's be as precise as we can be. There are a lot of wonderful, wonderful folks out there who would not describe themselves as politically conservative. They're still fabulous. Fabulous people, great integrity, very thoughtful, and they love America. Socialists, on the other hand, yeah, it's a different story. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Okay. Male, female, not sure. I'm 48, married with two kids in college. I have a good job. My wife went back to work after the kids got into college, and she's doing well. We own our home with just a small home equity loan. My wife and I both participate in our 401ks. We have already saved what we need to finish paying for both kids' colleges with a 529 plan. By the way, one of the first things we heard you talk about when you started on WAEB, whenever that was, as of next April, 20 years ago, we have two small car loans. I recently received a legal settlement for $140,000. I know there's a lot of things I could do with this, but I'm sure I'm missing some. Ideally, I'd like to tuck it away, forget about it, and wake up in 20 years with a really nice bump for my retirement. But is that the best way to use this money? Though we've never met, you've helped us so much over the years, we're hoping you can help again. Well, first of all, you're incredibly kind. Second of all, you want to talk about swelling up with pride. You've got two kids in college, and you've saved the money through the 529 plans and cut your taxes and did all that kind of good stuff, and it's something that you heard almost 20 years ago on this show. No, we've never met, but we share that really great result with you and I and your wife. We share that for your kids' benefit, so that's fantastic. Okay, let's talk about some of the options. $140,000 unexpected. $140,000, please, $140,000 is a serious amount of money. So let's talk about some of the options of what you can do. Number one, if that's an easy thing to do and it's going to be eliminated in a year or two, then that's not a big deal. You don't talk about any other debt. If you had $140,000 and you had, I'm picking the number, $25,000 on the home equity line, that would be the first thing I would get rid of. It gives you no great advantage tax-wise, and it's a cash flow drain. And being debt-free, especially at 48, fabulous. So that would be my first choice. If it's, you're saying small, if it's $5,000 or $6,000 and it's going to be eliminated kind of naturally, then maybe that's not my first choice. The second thing that you can do, very, very simple, doesn't require any great amount of strategy, is to acquire what's referred to as a tax-deferred annuity. Tax-deferred annuity. Tax-deferred annuity says you invest the money, you're 48, you forget about it, you wake up in 20 years when you're 68, and instead of having $140,000, you might have $500,000. Would that be a nice bump for your retirement? What's the phrase? I learned it in MBA school. Oh, yeah. The answer is, hell yeah. What a great bump that would be if you, in addition to your 401ks, in addition to your Social Security, if you also got, by the way, an extra $500,000. The key issue here is tax deferred. If you simply invest the money, you can certainly do that, but you will be paying taxes year by year by year by year by year. With a tax deferred annuity, you do not pay taxes until you begin to withdraw the money, and you can withdraw it anytime after age 59 and a half. You can withdraw it at any time thereafter. So it does not have to be early. It can be later. It can be much, much later. You have a lot of flexibility to it. One other idea off the top of my head. Let me make sure I'm checking my time so that I'm not. I got to go quick. You might use these funds that to allow you to increase your contributions to your 401ks. You and your wife are currently able to put in about $18,000 a year, $20,000 a year in the 401k. If you're only putting in, say, 5 or 10, you might use these funds to help you put in the full amount. You'll get a tax deduction. That'll save you on your taxes. It'll be tax deferred, and in your retirement years, it'll really bump you up. It'll take a few years to filter all that money in, but that may very well be a good plan for you to kind of follow so that you're moving dollars from one spot to another and paying less income tax. Thank you so much for the question. Very, very insightful. Voice of an Angel says we are halfway through this show. Top of the hour, Fox Network News, and lots more. We're at Relic Hunter Firing Line. Please come up and join us. The activity is off the charts already. So many reasons for you to be here, including if you get here in an hour, you could say, hey, that's Gene. So we're coming back after this on More Than Money.
Keep on giving.